This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President Trump crisscrosses the country like the Energizer Bunny, simultaneously signing historic peace deals in the Middle East, maintaining a shell-shocked economy.
Our economy, it's going to come back very, very strong. You know, we built the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nobody even close. We're going to have an incredible next year, and I look forward to it.
And fending off the Democrats' subversion.
What a despicable man. How low can he go?
I need you to be ready. And I need you to be ready to be responsive.
I don't think I've heard of another Trump supporter being shot. So the f*** what? He got shot. Is he alive?
I believe he died.
Oh. Tough luck. Don't be a f*** Trump supporter in Portland.
Bring your wife out here. Bring your daughter out here. I'll send you that f***ing. I'll knock your wife, your daughter, your grandmother, all of them the f*** out.
Mitch McConnell sent out a statement tonight. This is a man who does not care about a dying woman's final wish.
When I say this, you say this. 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 This.
We need to size up what we are up against. And what we are up against is a profoundly corrupt, established network.
Well, I have described him as an imposter and con man and a would-be dictator. And when Trump oversteps the mark, they will fight back.
In March, Irmis Ayala, the first black state attorney elected in Florida, said her office would no longer seek the death penalty. 3 months later, Kim Fox, the state attorney for Cook County, Illinois, announced her support for releasing nonviolent defendants without cash bail. Fox and Ayala are the latest in a string of progressive prosecutors who all have one thing in common: backing from the liberal billionaire George Soros.
Let this moment radicalize you.
17-year-old Andre Conley is shot and killed outside of a convenience store in Minneapolis. Conley was a senior at Patrick Henry High School in Minneapolis and served as a public outreach intern for Republican congressional candidate Lacey Johnson, who's running for office against incumbent Ilhan Omar.
Pandering is upon us. Sleepy Joe Biden hit snooze on the campaign alarm clock, but finally left his basement to cajole those who would see our republic diabolically dismantled to join him with less than 2 months to go.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
On top of the millions dumped on Joe Biden's campaign, organizations with ties to Obama's old friends in the Muslim Brotherhood are a part of Biden's support group. A nod to a return to forever wars and those behind the Arab Spring.
I want to thank you for the invitation and thank you for ISNA's ongoing dedication to supporting and engaging Muslim Americans.
Torching of America in cahoots with the Biden-Soros army, already wreaking seditious havoc on America.
Minneapolis communists from Freedom Road Socialist Organization claim credit for sparking recent riots that spread to more than 40 states. Freedom Road supports the Communist Party of China.
Hi folks, this is Jess from Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Jamar. The first 2 weeks after George Floyd was killed saw an intense high level of organizing all day and all night every day. I can't tell you the joy it brought all of us to see the Third Precinct destroyed. There were marches, like I said, there were rallies, and lots of buildings were destroyed, some by fire, some by brute force. Sometimes it was golf clubs, sometimes it was baseball bats, and a lot of folks wanted to get out to other sites around the cities where there is, you know, really pitched battles happening, and we support all of that.
While President Trump offers the United States one last chance at redemption.
Everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
John Bowne reporting.
election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is September 21st on this Monday live edition. We are 42 days out from the election, and the globalist controlled left, not just here but worldwide, is going into total and complete absolute meltdown. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this very important transmission as we kick off another live week with myself, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Dion Lorraine, and so many other of the amazing crew here. I am your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, we have now, through the election and through the inauguration, or through the Civil War, the new transmission called Election Countdown. And that is 7 to 9 weeknights hosted with myself, Dion Lorraine, Harrison Smith, Owen Schroyer, many others. Okay, let's get right into it. Let's get right into how serious things are. Obviously, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, everything has gone into high gear since Friday night. And the globalist corporate forces that are very close to capturing the planet and capturing the United States are now in full war mode and have everything to lose by not escalating. And so we can guarantee in a threat compendium or timeline that they're going to carry out a list of different criminal actions, not just here, but around the world. And we'll be laying some of those things out here with you today. But I want to say something right up front here. AOC is trained and funded by the globalist and by the radical Marxist communist. And she's funded by George Soros along with hundreds of DAs and attorneys that have now gotten elected to government at the county and city and state level, like Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. And they are very far along in their criminal takeover. And when she came out Saturday night and said, we need to take the death of RBG and use Ginsburg's death to radicalize ourselves and to really get aggressive. Why did she say that? Because they're the ones ramping up the physical attacks, the bullying, the murders, the killings. And she understands that we're headed into a very, very hot conflict that they're trying to initiate. Whereas the average Christian, the average conservative, the average American, the average Brit, the average Aussie, the average Mexican, the average South African, the average whoever, has been living under a period of limited turmoil compared to what we're about to go into. So if you think the world's been crazy for the last 20, 30, 40 years, get ready. It's about to go over the edge. And she understands that when they radicalize, we tend to not meet the threat at the same level because we're just shocked and overwhelmed by it. That's why I always say you've got to get radical, because they're radical. You've got to match that or surpass that to defeat them. These criminals have already conditioned us and already trained us to put up with incredible criminal activity on a regular basis. And so they're training us, even though we don't like it, even though we hate them, to accept that they randomly shoot police officers in the head and set up their own vigilante checkpoints and randomly shoot white people in the head, that they burn down police stations and federal buildings, and then the media gaslights us and tells us that they're nonviolent and they're heroes and you're bad. Then they come to people's bars and physically attack them in their businesses. And when they start physically attacking the bar owner and he shoots one of the people, he gets charged with murder. And when he commits suicide, the state senator calls him a white supremacist with no evidence. Because there's no bottom to these individuals. So let's hear from AOC, where she's giving orders to her troops to get more radical. As if all of the radicalization and the buildup you've seen of George Soros and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's color revolution that we're facing, as if you thought that wouldn't get worse, this was only a dress rehearsal for what's coming, I've been telling you, in 42 days, and now they admit just that. Here is AOC from her rotting apple.
That of all people that are deserving here in our country, which is everybody, everybody's deserving of safety and prosperity and justice. So listen, let this moment radicalize you. Let this moment really put everything into stark focus. Because this election has always been about the fight.
And then she goes on for equality and a better life. She's the one that's helping destabilize things and destroy the economy and run the lockdown and try to take the guns and funding the violence. But then she says it's Donald Trump's fault. That's the reason the economy's falling apart. That's the reason all of this is happening. And if you just get rid of Donald Trump, it'll all get better. And what did Big Mike say? What did Michelle say about a month ago? She said at the DNC, if you think things are bad, reelect him. We'll make it a lot worse. And Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, the Washington Post all said, we're going to burn America down, America, if you don't elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because they've already sold out to China. They've already parlayed the collapse of America into the new global government. And Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and all of them already have positions at the United Nations. And big corporate jobs paying them $50, $60, $100 million a year. And billions to their foundations to sell the country out. And, you know, huge mansions by the sea they've got to pay for. The sea, you have been told by Al Gore, would already have flooded New York by 2017. So that's why they're so apocalyptic. And when you hear AOC say, we'll all be dead in 12 years, then she says, we'll all be dead in 10 years a month later. You say that's ridiculous, but it's not, because they put their followers into a trance. It's like Joe Biden coming out four separate times. We're going to play just two of them here in a moment. And saying millions have died of COVID in the U.S., 200 million have died of COVID in the U.S., 6 million have heart failure from it or bad lungs. None of that's even true. There's not even 200,000 dead. 94% died of something else. They just said COVID. That's all admitted. It's a pneumonia. It's manufactured so Gates can own it. It spreads. Everybody's got it, basically. So you can now be guilty. You can now be a suspect. You now have your rights taken. We know the scam. We've cracked the code. We've got their number. They're making their big move. This is their big move. And it's not going well for them, folks. So don't let them get you down. But remember, they've got zombie followers. So when you're a zombie in a trance, chemically and culturally and electrochemically induced by the television flicker rate, and you see this doddering person up there telling you that more than half of America died when not even one-tenth of 1% died. He's emblematic of the zombies. A zombie nation has a zombie president. And the evil anti-humans want this stupid, ugly crypt keeper up there to demoralize us. So here's two clips back-to-back just recently of him saying millions are dead. 50% plus of the population is dead. And Snopes says it's true, because you cannot tell a lie if you're Joe Biden. Here it is.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk. This is not a moment for excuses or deflections or blame game. We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today, lives of millions of people, millions of jobs, you know, and we're in a position where, you know, we just got new unemployment insurance this morning, numbers, 36.5 million claims since this crisis began. and almost 3 million new claims in the last week. The unemployment rate is nearing 15%, the highest it's been since the Great Depression, but I need not tell you all that. Of course, it's the least well-off for being hit the hardest. 40% of the households making $40,000 or less experienced a job loss.
And what's incredible is, when he makes these giant mistakes, the media doesn't call him on it, he doesn't correct it, he just continues on, and people are watching this, and a lot of people think 200 million are dead out of 330 mil. They actually believe that. But notice, they sell our jobs out to China, Trump gets in, turns it around, then they kill the economy with a COVID lockdown, and then turn around and blame it on Trump and on Trump voters. What a disgusting group of criminals. These are traitors. These are Chinese communist agents. They should all be arrested. It's us or them.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
42 days out, ladies and gentlemen. 42 days out from the forces of globalism trying to fully complete their conquest of the United States. But humanity's waking up and fighting back, and there's no doubt Trump's going to win in a landslide. The Democrats have admitted that. They're going to contest it and try to break the country up into a civil war. They're using Black Lives Matter as their political prop, even though 98% of Black Lives Matter are white academics, Democrat Party operatives, congressional and legislative staffers. They keep getting arrested, and our legislative directors, they are congressmen's top aides. They are senators' aides. They are connected to the Chinese government. They are here to have a cover for the attempted overthrow of the United States. But they don't want the civil war to be, oh, the Democrats working with communist China and the foreign banks are trying to overthrow the United States using our openness as a weakness. Oh, no, we're here because some cops in a few jurisdictions might have made a mistake or done something wrong. And so if the cop's white and the guy that dies is black, why, we've got to go out and attack all the white people. And there have been racial attacks on whites in the last few weeks accelerating that are multiple deaths every day of police and citizens being executed because they're white and the media is covering it up. It is such an incredible crime. And look how they brainwash BLM and Antifa to say death to America and to say they want the United States destroyed. And I've been here since Black Lives Matter was founded, but with Soros money, in 2016. Over $1 billion pumped into it, 200 plus million pumped in just last month, saying they're a prop, they're a cover, they're a shield, they're a disguise, they're a black man mask, a black woman mask, over George Soros' color revolution. And now, that's what Trump says, it's what Town Hall says, it's what Sean Hannity says, it's what the Attorney General says, because it's true. And the only reason I raise this is because if listeners and viewers don't understand what the enemy understands, we will lose. If you do understand this, we'll win. But it's not about attention. It's about you understanding how important you are, because you're the info war. You're just as important as I am. We know the enemy blueprint. Remember just 10 years ago, global government doesn't exist. New World Order doesn't exist. There's no plan to lock you down under viral releases. Alex Jones is insane. There's no plan to try to get little boys to cut their genitals off. There's no pedophile agenda. It's all made up. Jones is totally insane. Everything I made films about, everything I wrote books about, everything we laid out is exactly what is progressing because it's an enemy battle plan. So there's all these thousands of flavors of political ideas, and people always start their own political movement to make it look like they've done something new. There's two forces, good and evil. There's two forces, the American Renaissance and the pro-human future and the satanic anti-human future. Those are the two sides. And yeah, it sounds crazy to say they want a world government to carry out forced inoculations to sterilize you day one. Then to use a global digital currency to control your behavior, where if you don't do what they say, in every other facet, they turn your digital credit off. That's called a social credit score. I lay that out in Endgame 13 years ago, saying you'll have a digital number and a computer tracking system that rates you like a credit agency to decide who lives and who dies. Because it was all in the Club of Rome Davos documents. It was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents. Nightmarish. And now the Attorney General understands what's going on. And he said this about BLM.
The rule of law is the foundation of civilization, including economic prosperity. And that's why these so-called Black Lives Matter people. Now, that as a proposition, who can quarrel with the proposition Black Lives Matter? But they're not interested in black lives. They're interested in props. A small number of blacks who were killed by police during conflict with police, usually less than a dozen a year, who they can use as props to achieve a much broader political agenda. But I view the question of black lives as not only keeping people alive, but also having prosperity and flourishing in their communities.
That's right. The corporate media funded by the enemies of this nation, which China literally owns Hollywood, most of the media now, is telling you that whites and blacks need to all kill each other. That's just 101 divide and conquer, how you bring a civilization down, how you sink the ship. But when we come back, I'm going to lay out how RBG, the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots, and the global lockdown all tie together. Because if you notice, whether it's Germany or Australia or New Zealand or Canada or the U.S., it's all the same groups, the same organizations, the same players that want to destroy the nation state, that want to destroy prosperity, that want to erase 800 plus years of British common law that's gone worldwide, that is diametrically opposed to the Chinese model of legalism that is what you would call communism today. You get any philosopher on, any sociologist, anthropologist, historian, they understand these two competing systems. The globalists have adopted the Chinese legalist system, which is total tyranny, the original tyranny, versus the British common law of Magna Carta, 1215 Runnymede. To the technocrats, you the commoner, I the commoner, have zero rights, and we are 100% the chattel of the establishment and are to work ourselves to death as animals for them. Under Runnymede and the Magna Carta, it is not our right, it is our duty. And that a person's home, whether they be the commoner or be the king of England, is their castle. And they threatened the king to cut off his head if he didn't sign the piece of paper. And what did the British Prime Minister Tony Blair say in 1997 in the BBC? He said, our mission is to abolish the Magna Carta and merge with the European Union and in the future in a global community directed by the ideals of the Chinese legalists. Now, you look into what a Chinese legalist is and you'll know. But it was the legal system of the emperors where you had no rights and these Chinese lawyers were God. And now you see we're back under that again right now. So I'll decode it all. I'll lay it all out and tie it all together. But this is globally concerted. And I know as an audience, you know that. But you've got to get your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your boss, your employees, your preacher, your dentist, you got to get your auto mechanic, you got to get your farmers, you got to get the people aware that America and the world and the family and individualism is under attack and that all the freedoms we take for granted were paid for over 800 years of war, culminating in a civil war where the West led the end of slavery and lost millions of people. And now they turn around and blame us for saving the planet.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you, this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In the history of the U.S. and really the world, it's just 42 days away. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I don't have to remind listeners that the entire enemy globalist system is working around the clock to not just suppress us, but to suppress your voice. I mean, we were the first to be absolutely suppressed across the board in a coordinated campaign of silencing, demonization, lawsuits, criminal investigations, stalking, you name it. Folks asked, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, really bad, because I know they're coming for you. They're coming for everybody. So when Trump gets up there and says, listen, they're not mad at me, they're mad at you. They want to come through me to get at you. It's totally true. Within just 2 years, Trump reversed the one-sided trade policies that you couldn't do business here. And immediately the stock market went up and trillions flowed back in because they're like, oh, America is winning. America is back in business again. And then you saw the Democrats led by Bill Maher and others say, we got to kill the economy to make people hurt for supporting Trump. Well, if they just did it and got the blame, they'd get in trouble. But if they say it's a virus, a hyped up, exaggerated virus, where they say, oh, it's only 15 days, so the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And then once they got you locked down, they had you forever. Now, it's just wear these masks. Oh, your business is non-essential. You've got to be at 25% to make sure you can't pay your bills and go bankrupt. But it's only for a month, 2 months, 6 months, 8 months. Oh, the UN says it's actually 2 years. Oh, it'll actually never go back to normal. And you go like, well, I'm going to complain about that. I'm going to march against that. That's your right as an Aussie or as a Brit or as a Scot or as a Canadian or as an American. And you try to go march. And you get fined or you get arrested in places like the UK and Australia. We have more freedoms here. People are a little more used to stand up for themselves. The British common law actually got more implemented here than ever got where it actually came from. And so we're losing hundreds and hundreds of years of ground that was gained for basic freedom. And we're letting dumbed down mercenary armies claiming they're anti-fascist when they work for a Nazi collaborator who worked for the fascist, cut his teeth, earned his bones, got his training on the job working for Hitler, Soros, and BLM working for Soros. That's literally a satanic coven of witches that are also Marxist-Leninists, and they say it on TV that they worship the devil. These are thugs. But it's all unified together. It's all tied together. It's all a worldwide plan. It's all been standardized. It's all been tested, and the globalists admit it. But people are getting pissed. Here's a clip from Portland last night where, again, they set up a checkpoint and are threatening people, and a black guy gets out of his car to the white kids that said it was Black Lives Matter. He says, are you crazy? You don't know who lives around here. You don't know who we are. And his point is basic but totally true. When you go after somebody, it's because if somebody wrongfully kills your brother or your sister or your son or daughter, and then the courts don't do the right thing, yeah, maybe you go after them, whether they're black or white. Doesn't matter. It's about they did something. But the idea of randomly going into houses and screaming, we're going to burn your house down, or we're going to kill you, or going into restaurants and breaking stuff and yelling at people, is pure evil. But it's designed to get a riot going. It's designed for somebody to pull a gun out who's white and shoot some black people. That's all this is. But more and more black Americans are seeing through it. And they realize the taxpayer money we pay for universities is what's producing this. These are tentacles of metastasized authoritarian cancer streaming out from the universities, streaming out from the blue cities and blue states into the rest of America, demanding that we salute them and raise our fists and say, Black Lives Matter. But that doesn't mean Black Lives Matter. It means you have taken the orders from them. You have now kneeled to them. You now bow to them. But people are standing up.
Wait, I got something to say. Yeah, what do you represent? You don't represent this motherfucker because you wasn't right here. You don't know who house that was. Who house that was? You don't know because you ain't from here. Who house that was? Who house this is on the corner right here? You don't know because you ain't from here, motherfucker. But you come here and you got a motherfucking little situation for us, how we supposed to be, because you ain't from here and you got a little situation for us, nigga. You got some you got a situation for us, huh? How you want us to be, huh?
Can I tell you why we're here?
You ain't from this bitch, nigga. You ain't from this motherfucker. You don't know what we went through, motherfucker.
I'm from here.
Why all these motherfuckers that ain't from here, that don't look like us, why they ain't from here?
That ought to be the refrain every time you see Antifa or BLM in your neighborhood. You ain't from here, bitch. They have no idea who they're messing with. Who's randomly walking up to houses, shining lights in them, saying, we're going to burn your house down. Soros and the globalists are giving these idiots orders because they know they're going to start getting people killed. Because people are scared. And why the hell would I just be driving down the road? Oh, there's a neighborhood. Let me just randomly pull up there and start threatening to burn people's houses down. Look, I'm not a scared guy, but let me tell you, I'd be scared randomly walking out in front of cars and just screaming at people and stopping them. Listen, I go scream at people that did something to me. Like when they closed all the parks in Austin. And my wife and kids couldn't go down to them. And I went there in front of a giant, huge, 98,000-acre park. And they got glass windows set up saying, there's COVID in here. You can't go in here. I said, get the hell out of my park. You're not from around here. And the media's like, he's crazy. He's yelling at people for no reason. No, they did something to me. They did something to you. That's when you get pissed off. And you know who they did? They did it to all of us with this COVID giant scam, lockdown, garbage. And the killing of the economy and everything they've done. This is seeds, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't matter what country you're in. the UN and the financial tyranny and the big foundations and the big insurance companies that own everything through the fraud they've committed are coming in. And it's not enough they got trillions of dollars that they stole through fractional reserve banking. Now they want our mobility. Now they want our houses. Now they want to take control of our families. And they want to turn us all against each other so they can control us. And it's outrageous evil. And let me tell you, I know a lot of leftists who now know that this is all a fraud. But they went and got 2 or 3 degrees, and they believe they're going to have a position in this takeover. And so they know they're spewing race division for control. They know they're under UN control. They know it. And that's what's frightening. Now, I would say 70% of liberals actually know this is all a fraud, know the mask is a scam, know the lockdown is a scam, but they want it in place as a form of power and as a form of economic and cultural siege where people can't get regular medical treatment, they're committing suicide at record levels, and then now the winter's coming, they're going to have deaths from flu and cold, and they're going to try to lock it all down again, and they're never going to stop until we get on our knees to them. Okay, well, left, what do you want? Who runs you? Okay, Soros, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. What's their admitted game plan? Global depopulation? Because they're so rich, they don't like seeing billions of us, and so they want to kill us for their power trip? So I can't even get on my knees and just let you run things. That's not enough. You want to kill me. And then you're not even part of the power structure, the average white liberal that's got 2 or 3 degrees and wants to run stuff. You're not going to run anything, dumbass, in this new system. Everywhere you live is poor and dumbed down and has feces and needles everywhere because you're all a bunch of incompetent criminals that rebelled against God and your family and biology and everything good and everything decent. And it's disgusting. And the worse you commit to Satan, like a degenerate gambler who's already sold everything they got, betting that last bit of college money and your last bit of savings on the craps table, you'll never stop betting on the devil because you're of your father, Satan, because you're losers. So we should stop trying to convince these devil worshippers to stop. And we should stop following their orders and stop submitting to them.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
But you come here and you got a motherfucking little situation for us. How we supposed to be? Because you ain't from here and you got a little situation for us. Nigga, you got some.
Think about that, how basic that is, but how true that is.
You want us to be?
You're not from here. The guy is in his neighborhood. He's got friends. He's probably lived there decades. And there are people there in his face screaming and yelling at his neighbors and telling them they're bad because some of them are white people, and trying to make them pledge allegiance to George Soros' color revolution. That's how weak George Soros and Obama and Hillary think you are, and how weak the communist Chinese think you are. But if more Americans were like this guy, driving home from work or wherever he's been, maybe he went and had dinner, had a few drinks, doesn't matter, it's his neighborhood, and they try to block his car and make him pledge allegiance to black people, and he's like, you're invading me. You're the one trying to enslave me. That's normal behavior. And people need to start acting like that and having basic intelligence, because you can have IQ. You can have cultural stuff. You can have different forms of intelligence. But if you don't have the basic psychology to stand up for yourself in your own territory, in your own neighborhood, against people in uniforms, in black uniforms.
You got a situation for us, huh? How you want us to be, huh?
Can I tell you why we're here?
You ain't even from this. Yeah, I got something to say. Yeah. What do you represent? What do you? You don't represent this motherfucker. Because you wasn't right here. You don't know who house that was. Who house that was?
All right, folks, I had intended to do the whole show today standing with this wireless mic, but I guess the battery doesn't last more than 30 minutes. So we will move back to the seated positioning here. But if you don't have the basic instinct to stand up for yourself, if you don't have the basic instinct to stand up when your own territory is being invaded by people in uniforms who are there making you pledge allegiance to a master James Bond-level criminal who is a total threat to humanity, well, then there really is no hope for you, is there? So, I'm a little bit behind now because of the mic failure. I was going to go over all this news and information over here, but I can't even get to it at this point.
So when we start the next hour, I'm going to go through how all this ties together and also some really powerful news that's breaking at InfoWars.com right now. Full Epstein flight logs set for release, sparking panic among pedophile elites. Global Pedophile Network now in full panic mode. That is a big, big story. U.S. Virgin Islands is demanding the release of the full flight logs of Jeffrey Epstein and his passengers flying to and from his private island. Bill Clinton was seen there by dozens of credible witnesses, including those that work for Epstein. He was on the flight logs that are already public going there many times, but now a major government is demanding it be released. The U.S. Virgin Islands is demanding the release of the full flight log of Jeffrey Epstein and his passengers flying to and from his private island. And this isn't an unrealistic request by the Virgin Islands Attorney General because the flight logs were already partially released, and Epstein likely had an ulterior motive to ensure his companions were listed on the logs, called blackmail. So that is a big, big deal that is going to be coming up in the next hour. And some of the other stuff that I'll be covering. Some of the other stuff I'm going to be covering. Just look at these headlines right here. China's Air Force posts clip of simulated attack on U.S. airbase. And then this. All coordinated, all UN, all globalist run. CDC adds breathing to ways coronavirus spreads. So I did a joke video yesterday downtown saying we need to stop people breathing, that everybody needs to die to stop coronavirus. Little did I know, hours later they would make the joke a reality. We haven't even released the video. We shot it yesterday, got busy, didn't release it. Greg Reese is in there putting it together right now. Report, COVID whistleblowers are making money from tattling on those who break the rules all over the world. UN directive. Australia's coronavirus lockdown strategy work. Could this be the model for the U.S.? That's CNN today. Told you that was coming. CNN. Australia is the model. Monkey see, monkey do. So is China. And now it's all coming here. UK unveils harsh $13,000 fines for breaking quarantine. Anti-mask mayhem. Trafalgar Square arresting conspiracy theorists that are there demanding the lockdown end. Oh, if you just want something to end, you're a conspiracy theorist, means you have no value. They're not going to arrest conspiracy theorists in Australia with a new law they're trying to pass. But the government says they've got the votes. If you criticize it, you'll be arrested. Just like that, you're beyond 1984. Australia coronavirus lockdown strategy work. Could this be the model for the U.S., MSNBC? See, same headlines everywhere. What lockdown 2 looks like. Harsher rules, deeper confusion. New York Times, see? Oh, it's supposed to last 15 days. Now, 8 months in, it's going to be harsher and never going to end.
We're so liberal.
Nigel Farage, who got Boris Johnson into office, now says he's an enemy of the people. Farage says no to second national lockdown. Reject Boris Johnson's elective dictatorship. Video, Biden again says millions of Americans have died. 200 million. Total lies. But, again, don't try to say that on Facebook. They'll stop you because Biden is the truth, the oracle. Denial and defiance. Trump and his base downplay the virus ahead of election. Oh, thank God for Trump. That's the New York Times attacking him. But meanwhile, capitalism isn't working anymore. Here's how the pandemic could change forever. A universal income controlled by the UN. Oh, of course. And the global debt is exploding as generations of wealth are destroyed during the lockdown because of Corona. No, because of the UN lockdown, which they call the Great Reset. It's all coming up. Van Morrison set to release 3 anti-coronavirus lockdown protest songs. That's the answer. Fight back against the lie now. Because it's always, oh, just 15 days. Oh, just 2 months. Just 6 months. Just a year. Just a year and a half. Just 2 years. Just forever. Just like the criminal when they put a gun to you, to a woman, they say, get in the van or I'm going to shoot you. I'm scared. Listen, I won't hurt you. Just put the handcuffs on. He gets you in the back. Handcuffs you, puts a gag on you, and says, you dumb bitch, I'm going to torture you to death. That's what they do on record. And he takes you down to that dungeon. He tortures you for a good 3 months, rips all your teeth out. And then finally, when you just give up and he's used you up, he blows your head off. And that's what Governor Newsom's going to do to you. And Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping and Bill Clinton, because they're all way worse than any psycho you ever heard of, because they're high functioning. And the whole world is a place for them to get away with this and do this type of stuff. So that's all coming up and how it all ties together. That's how the globalists operate. And I'm just here to show you who they are and what they're doing. And I'm sorry it's all true, but it is. Separately, if we could pull up this URL for TV viewers, preparewithalex.com is my Patriot Supply that took their already lowest prices food, and they have lowered the price massively, more than 10% on three different best-selling items. Affordable food, water filtration, and more. You go to preparewithalex.com. We can show that URL. That would be absolutely awesome. And maybe go to the website. Preparewithalex.com, ladies and gentlemen. And you can see there that there's only 15 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds left on that sale. And you know I am. I asked them to extend it. They cannot extend that particular sale, but we'll see what happens. Now is the time to get your storable food. Now is the time to get prepared. Preparewithalex.com. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very same deals. Their whole site, it's just their site on our site. They're in our back end. It's my Patriot. The best folks, best prices, lowest prices. That supports us here. So thanks for the support. Gets you things you need to be self-sufficient under globalist control. But with this special they did for us, you get an additional $170 off one deal, $100 off another. I think it's $140 off the other deal. These are big specials because they don't have a lot of margin already in there. They're the biggest seller of food out there now for trouble food. Just the margins are not very large. We sell a lot of food to fund ourselves, which is fine because people need high-quality, storable food. They need to be prepared. And separately, APAC Power Stack has everything you need to supercharge your immune system, your libido, your energy, your stamina. The problem is that we tried to reorder it, and now they sold out. They can't get some of the proprietary ingredients because of the COVID lockdown, because of the breakdown. We are discontinuing APAC Power Stack. We have a limited supply. It is 60% off. With free shipping, that's very close to cost. It's an amazing product, so don't forget to take it. You've got the AM and the PM packets. Take it in the morning, put it in your jacket, take it after work or before you go to bed. It's really amazing, changed a lot of lives. And you know what changes the world? Because it funds the InfoWar. Hour number two, straight ahead. I'm in war mode, 42 days out.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.